Hello everyone, how are y'all this blessed day? I hope all is well. If not, and you need someone to talk to who will listen and not judge, please email me. I will write my email in the description of this podcast. I'm not here to judge anyone about anything that they are going through, have been through, or going to go through, because I am no one to judge anyone on their life. I have my own life, my own problems that I've been going through and still going through to this day. If you don't want my advice, that's fine. I will be here just to listen to you. If you need some advice, someone to give you some advice or answer any of your questions, I'll do that too. Anything you need. I started this podcast to talk about addiction and recovery, and I'm definitely going to continue to talk about that because I want to help others. But I would also like to talk about other things in my life. I mean, my sobriety is everything, but now that I am clean, I have a life again that I would love to share with you all. I have amazing kids and pretty sweet life that I never thought I would be alive to live. I'm not the type to do the whole New Year's resolution thing or eating the peas and greens and things like that. I guess I never looked forward to another drug addicted year, or I didn't figure I would be alive to see it anyways, so I never celebrated New Year's like that or had traditions. So it's something I just never done. I'm trying to start traditions of my own now that I am clean and actually want to be alive. And I have my kids that come for holidays and two small kids that live at home with me, because no one's going to teach them traditions or show them the way life's supposed to be if I don't do it or their daddy. So I figure I need to start living the life that I always wanted to live. I feel like it's hard being a recovering addict, just as hard as it was being an addict. But it's a different kind of hard. Like, being an addict, it was hard finding my drugs, making sure I had money for my drugs, making sure I wasn't sick that day. You know, that's the things that was hard to me when I was addicted. Not having a home, not having food, not having nothing, not having a life period, just wanting to die and end it all. But being clean and sober is hard because you have people looking at you to fail. You have people looking at you to see if you're high that day, or if they can tell if you've took anything that day or whatever. You have people judging you, because even though you're clean, you have people still judging you for your past. And I'm the type of person that if you still throw in someone's past up in their face, they're never going to be able to change. They're never going to be able to change because you're constantly throwing their past up in their face. So if you're constantly telling me I'm this person and that person, what's the difference? What's the sense in changing? For what? Thank God I done it for myself and nobody else. Because somebody judging you like that can cause you everything. Your sobriety altogether can cause you to relapse in a minute. So it's hard being an addict, but it's hard being a recovering addict also, because you still have that stigma, you still have that label on you. What's even harder to me is having a relationship. You see, me and my fiance, we've been together for 6 years now. And he stuck by me through my whole addiction. Don't get me wrong, he's no saint, and he's done things that he's not proud of himself. But I'm the type of person, I'm not gonna throw your past up into your face all the time, because I feel like if you're constantly throwing someone's past up in their face all the time, then you're living in the past. And the past should be just what it is, the past. It shouldn't be your future or your present. It should be past. It's hard to have a relationship when you're an addict. And it's even harder to have a relationship as a recovering addict. Because of all the shit that you done when you were in addiction, it still haunts you to that day. And it's hard for someone to just let everything go. And so, if you've ever heard that saying that I've heard a million times, if I'm gonna get accused of doing something, I might as well go ahead and go do it, because I'm being accused of it anyways. I feel that saying. I really do. I feel that saying, because I feel like that sometimes. I feel like if I'm going to get accused of something, I might as well be going and doing it. But then again, that's just letting them win. That's just letting the devil win. Because I feel like that's just the devil trying to test your sobriety, trying to test your humanity, trying to test your strength. But yeah, relationships are hard without being hooked on anything. So when you're a full-blown addict, you put your addiction before anything or anyone, it's pretty impossible to make it. Luckily, me and mine did. We made it through it. It was only through the grace of God, I think, that we did. But you see, me and my fiancé aren't just boyfriend and girlfriend, or fiancé, or mom and dad to our children. We are best friends. We know each other better than we know ourselves. We may fight every single day, and it is a struggle every single day. And there are many a days that I just want to throw in the towel and be done. He drives me absolutely crazy. Some days I got to get away from him. I can't even stand to be around him in some days. But at the end of the day, when all is said and done, even on our worst days, we still know that we love each other. We still know at the end of the day, no matter what, we're going to be together. Because no matter what, we've been through so much that was supposed to break us and destroy us, and we're still together and standing strong today. Like I said, it's hard every single day. And I think what is the hardest is with me being clean, it's very hard because I'm trying to figure out the person that I am. I don't even know who I am without being on pills and being an addict. So how am I supposed to show him who I am? Or who is he loving? You know, who am I? I've changed so much now that I'm not an addict. See, I've been an addict the whole time we've been together, before we got together. I've been an addict for 11 and a half years. Me and him have been together 6 years. So he didn't even know me before I started taking pills. He met me as a full-blown addict. It got worse. But he always wanted me to get clean. So now that I'm clean, who am I? I don't even know. But deep in our hearts, we know we have been together for so long. We are best friends. We have a bond that can never be broken, no matter how much we fight, no matter how much we cannot stand each other at times. We love to hate one another. That's a crazy thing. We love to hate one another. But you know, I'm ready for that trusting bond that we used to have a long time ago. Because we both broke it, not just one, but we both broke our bond. We both broke each other's trust. We've both done things that we weren't proud of. But it's hard for you to get that trust back. It's so easy to lose, but hard to get back. It's one of the most taken advantage of things there is in life is trust. Like I said, it's so easy to lose, but it's so hard to get back. And if you ever lose that trust with your soulmate or with your person that you are with, a lot of people just give up on the relationship and just go their separate ways because it's that hard to get that trust back and to get that bond back. There's been many a times he's asked me, "Why do you hate me? I could never hate you. I don't like you half the time." And that's all right, I feel, given the fact of all the things that we've been through. And maybe that can be another segment, another time. Maybe we can talk about that. Maybe y'all can give me advice on how. Maybe y'all can send me emails on and give me y'all's thoughts and opinions on that situation. Because, like I said, going from being a full-blown addict and doing things that I'm not proud of and lying and just being an addict to now being sober and trying to change my ways and trying to live a different life, but still, I'm having to pay for my past mistakes that I don't feel I should have to pay for every day. I don't feel I should have things thrown in my face a lot because I'm not like that. I'm not like that. I don't throw people's past up in their face all the time and remind them daily of what they done wrong. They know what they done wrong. So maybe I'll make another segment on that and y'all can chime in. Send me some emails with y'all's advice and thoughts on that. But, like I said, I feel like in a way it has been, you know, a gift and a curse, being an addict and being clean, because I'm blessed every day to be in recovery and to be clean for almost 10 months. But then again, every day it seems like I pay for my past. When is it going to end? You know, am I always going to have to pay for my past mistakes? Am I always going to have to be labeled as that was that addict? She was addicted to pain pills. She was a junkie. She lived in her car. She done this. She done that. Am I always going to pay for it for the rest of my life? Will it ever go away or get any better? These are things I don't know. I've never been sober as long as I've been sober now. I've never gave a shit about things like that. So the fact that I actually care and have feelings now, it's crazy to me, because when you're on pills and you're addicted to something, that is the one thing that you do not have is feelings. You don't give a fuck if the sun don't shine tomorrow. You don't care. So the fact that I actually care and I actually have feelings and have feelings that can get hurt now, that's amazing, because I didn't have that before. But I, like I said, I always feel like I have somebody watching me and waiting on me to fail. But I'm not going to give them that satisfaction, because I didn't get clean for them. I got clean for myself. Because you can't get clean for anybody but yourself. So if you're out there and you're trying to get clean for somebody and you're not really ready yourself, you're wasting your time, baby. Because it's never going to happen. Ever. You have to want it yourself to get clean. This is going to be a short segment today, because I have a friend that's supposed to come over, and we're going to do the whole girl thing and do nails and stuff that I didn't never get to do before, because I never gave a damn about doing no nails or spending time with any friends. So it's kind of cool that I actually had that now. But I just wanted to get on here, and I just wanted to make a segment now that I'm alone, and my little boy and my fiance, they ran to town to do a few things. I just wanted to get on here and just have a short little segment with y'all, and just, you know, just have a little talk with y'all. And don't forget that here in the next very, 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 very near future, I'm going to have a special guest on my show from my last segment, my best friend's story. I'm going to finish that up for y'all, part two of it at least. I think there's going to be probably about 3 or 4 parts to that story, but I'll finish that up for y'all within the next couple of days or so. Also, like I said, if you have anything that you want to know, or any questions, any concerns, or anything that you want to ask me, please email me. I'm going to leave my email in the description of this episode, like I always do on every episode that I've had so far. I leave my email address, and I even leave a phone number for y'all to call me or text me on. If you do end up using my phone number, though, text me and let me know first who you are, and what you need or whatever, and I'll be happy to make time to sit down and talk with you one-on-one on the phone. I'm always available to text or email. So just like I said, just hold your head up, count your blessings, and just know, just for today, because you can't live for yesterday or tomorrow. It's only for today. So I hope everyone enjoyed this segment, and I will make another one for y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful day, and I'm going to do the same. Hold your head up, and I will talk with y'all very soon.